It was all black. Oh, what a destructive creature is man. How many different plant lives he destroys to support his own existence, thought I, involuntarily looking around for some living thing in this lifeless black field. In front of me, to the right of the road, I saw some kind of little clump, and drawing nearer, I found it was the same kind of thistle as that which I had vainly plucked and thrown away. This Tartar plant had three branches. One was broken and stuck out like the stump of a mutilated arm. Each of the other two bore a flower, once red but now blackened. One stalk was broken, and half of it hung down with a soiled flower at its tip. The other, though also soiled with black mud, still stood erect. Evidently a cartwheel had passed over the plant, but it had risen again, and that was why, though erect, it stood twisted to one side, as if a piece of its body had been torn from it, its bowels drawn out, an arm torn off, and one of its eyes plucked out. Yet it stood firm, and did not surrender to man who had destroyed all its brothers around it. What vitality, I thought. Man has conquered everything, and destroyed millions of plants, yet this one won't submit. And I remembered a Caucasian episode.